Hey, podcasters.
Hello, Lord Ingtons.
I have to go. I'm just so sick.
Yeah, you are.
And we're doing this opener.
You're going to have the worst weekend.
I am going to have the worst weekend. Right. You know what I'm going to do when I get in the car? I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been so sick you just cry? Sarah, our producer, is going to get in the car and cry.
Yeah, she's going to get in the
Sarah
car and cry.
Sarah actually looks shocking. Sarah, you look shocking.
You look very ill.
Jesus.
In the best possible way.
Do you want some lippy?
You look like a piece of shit.
Sarah's a tiny little bird, a little Jewish princess. And
such
right
a beautiful
now, she looks
woman.
Like she's just
right
walked
now,
out of the war and she's collecting money for her grandchildren.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how she looks.
Yeah, she looks horrible.
So that'll be fun. Look, I don't even remember what happened in the show.
Don't even care.
I've had a lot of cold and flu.
Yes.
Are you plugging another show?
Probably.
Are you going to
I've got a show tomorrow night in Melbourne. Mm. Don't bother turning up. It's sold out.
I love when you can say that.
Yeah, it's nice. I've got a show the following weekend, two shows in Sydney.
Yes.
The Friday the 11th, it's completely sold out, so don't bother. Terrific. Thursday,
can you plug a show people can go to?
August 10, it's Sydney at the Comedy Store.
Great.
Get on board.
Great. I've locked in my photo shoot for my tour next year.
Oh, yay.
So excited.
Your photo shoots are hectic.
Yeah.
Mine is I walk in what I'm wearing. They take a couple of snaps and I walk out.
Mine involves scantily clad backing dancers dressed up as Dalmatians.
I'm sure it does. My word.
Yeah. The tour's called Evil Queen.
Okay, great.
Yes, Queen. enjoy the podcast. None of that made sense.
It's the radio show that has a different way with words.
People will be frothing at the butthole.
Can you take photos when you get home? If you're frothing at the butthole, get yourself to a doctor toot sweep.
You should get that looked into, 100%. Literally.
Hosted by two people who somehow know how to time travel.
You guys are so 2012, I'm sorry.
And deliver a show you can't help but trust.
Well, my trust is shot. I already have trust issues.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Green.
Happy Friday, Sydney. We come to you from the centre of the bubonic plague.
Yeah, everybody is falling like the fallen.
Our entire team are down.
It's just you and me.
In a paddock.
I'm pressing buttons.
Anything could happen today. We've got everyone out, but you and I are like soldiers of broadcasting.
Yeah.
We're just out in the trenches.
I just ate all of the vitamin C before I came in.
I'm shelving garlic tablets like you wouldn't
absolutely.
Believe.
I've got olive leaf extract right up there.
Yeah, good. Giggling Ben is off, so we have Infant James in.
Infant James is what we've called it. Hashtag Infant James.
James is here to make sure our buttons get pressed. James, how old are you?
12.
Work experience. See, when you're last in the ratings, you get the guy who is on work experience. Yeah. Fantastic.
They called up the Student Youth Network.
Pretty much.
Can you come in?
There's so much, though, to look forward to today. We have a live performance from Timomatic in studio. We're going to be interviewing Mario, who sang the song, You Should Let Me Love You.
Oh, but I know all the words to.
Of course you do. Because we're going to be revealing our R&B Friday live lineup.
Oh, yeah.
We also have Em and Harley's Favourite Things, which I'm told today is an absolute corker.
Is it?
Yeah, I always know where they put it in the show, if it's really good or just good.
Okay.
And it's a really good one
it's
today.
It's a really good one.
You went to Parent Teacher. We'll get to that. There's so much to get to. But first, what's the first song, Jax?
You Can Do It, Ice Cube.
Ooh.
Oh, but you know why? Because R&B Friday all day.
Right.
We'll see you after this. Oh, look, there's been some unrest at a Shannon Noel concert.
Hello.
And you know, Nolesy, what do you got?
I got a car.
What colour is it?
I got a big black shiny car.
What should we do?
Baby, tonight we can go for a ride.
Okay, babes. Wow.
Brilliant.
A man has been... You like that one, James?
Oh, I love that.
Good, okay. James is filling in for Ben. So if you hear an infant laughing, you'll understand why.
Weirdly, a much more masculine laugh than Ben.
And Ben is 6'9" with a mustache and weighs 200 kilos.
Yeah.
So that is tough.
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling better, Benny. A man has been arrested after he allegedly threw a firecracker on stage at a Shannon Noel concert. I mean, come on.
It's like throwing It's like throwing Shannon Noel at Shannon Noel.
Yeah,
you little
firecracker. It's just a casual firecracker. He was playing. He was playing at Sportsman's Way, Southwest Rocks. Of course, he was.
Yeah,
an Ari.
Just playing at an Ari.
At an Ari.
Oh, they'd love him at an Ari.
Yeah, and I noticed that Shannon's just singing. What were you singing, Shannon? What song was Shannon singing? Oh, smooth, Luke.
I got a car.
yet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the firecracker comes on stage. Yes. Shan just keeps going, and another band member, shut up, Shannon, attempts to extinguish the wick with his foot.
Oh.
However, no. The bunger exploded.
Oh, I love a bunger.
What's a bunger?
A bunger is a little firecracker.
Well, how do they make a bunger?
Hey.
What do you do with a bunger? What's in it?
It just goes bang.
Maybe what is it made of?
Gunpowder, like all firecrackers.
Is it homemade?
Oh, you can home make a bunger, but you're probably called Eight Fingers Brett if you're home making.
Could be Eight Fingers Bernie.
Do you know what you used to do?
Not the vehicle here. There are idiot women who make firecrackers too.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Good. Could be Beatrice. What you used to do in my dad's era, not in mine, but you'd get a little.
Don't do this.
I think they called them Thrippney buggers. Because of how much they cost, and they're tiny, tiny little ones, and you had to try and hold it in your hand when it went off, and you'd blow a finger off.
Good.
So don't do that.
You deserve that.
Yeah.
So the band member tried to put it out, however, it exploded under his shoe and burnt a hole in it.
Yes, because it's an explosive.
He sustained superficial burns to his foot and was treated at the scene before being taken to the hospital. No word on how Noel's is.
No.
But.
Noel's, he's fine.
The guy's been has been charged with a fray and negligently handling an explosive.
Brilliant.
Oh,
only Noel's brings out these types of people.
I love it. If I'm going to a Noel's concert, I'm taking me tinnies.
Yeah.
I'm taking me missus and I'm taking me bunger.
Right, I've got me keys. I've got me missus. Where's me bunger?
And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw it on stage.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
I love Nolsey.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have a small explosive.
131060, I want to know, do you know why cornflakes were invented?
To eat.
Do you know? Is that your answer? Is that your final?
Cornflakes was it something to do with?
If you guess this, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Okay. I don't want to guess anymore.
Go.
I don't like being
do
punched
you know?
In the mouth. I've been punched in the mouth. Listen to this.
Oh, I have, for the record, never punched anyone in the mouth.
For those listening, that was my jaw.
Stop it.
And that is why sometimes it's good to have older brothers, just to bring you into line, just to check your attitude.
Why were cornflakes invented? 131060, do you know why cornflakes are invented? Have a guess. We'll have a prizes for anyone who gets it right or close, or is particularly funny.
Yes. I don't know. I thought, I got no idea. As pretend scabs for Halloween.
Good. But no.
No.
Cornflakes were first invented by John Harvey Kellogg
yes.
in 1894. 1860, if you can get to it before I do, as a food that he thought would be healthy for patients of the Battle Creek.
Yes.
Now, he filed the patent for them on May 31, 1895. The flakes of grain, which Kellogg's called granose, were very popular food among the patients.
Yeah.
In 1906, Will Keith Kellogg was served as the business manager of Sanitarium, decided to try mass market the new food.
Yes.
So they just made it initially for a small amount of people.
Yes.
And then they're like, hey, we should put these in boxes and get everyone eating these things.
Do you know what? I'm surprised I don't know this. And when you tell me, I'm going to know it because I've seen the film about this.
So you know it.
Matthew Broderick. Was
he?
I'm pretty sure Matthew Broderick
played John Harvey Kellogg.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are calling in.
Lots of people.
I think everyone probably knows. I didn't know this fact. I heard it. I heard it driving in this morning on AM radio.
Of course.
Cooper in Penrith.
The roof.
How are you going?
Yeah, very good, Cooper.
Why were cornflakes invented?
Okay, now, I found out about this very strangely one day, but cornflakes were invented by a sort of religious cult for some reason to stop people from masturbating.
Correct.
There you go.
They were invented to stop people masturbating. Congratulations to the 9,000 million people who called through and knew that fact, and I didn't.
How does it stop you masturbating?
Well, he said...
Because they're so crunchy and yummy.
He...
My hands are busy. I'm eating cornflakes.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah. It's never actually explained how the cornflakes correlated to less wanking.
Because they're tight.
Thank you.
That was for the wanking.
So it turns out that Dr. Kellogg devoted much of his energy to discouraging sexual activity of any kind.
Yeah.
And he was an especially ardent critic of masturbation, which he said to anyone who did it would cause cancer of the womb.
Cancer of the womb if you masturbate.
And dimness of vision. and impotence and epilepsy and insanity and mental and physical disability.
Yeah, well, that's like the old story about the young fellow who's told that if you do that, you'll go blind.
Yeah.
And he said, well, can I keep doing it until I need glasses?
Look.
Yes.
Women's golf is ripping itself apart at the moment.
All I've got here on my sheet, and I deliberately have not looked at the one pager, it just says golf boobs.
Golf boobs. Golf boobs. Women's golf is ripping itself apart because the governing body, run by men, have said that you guys have to curb the way you're dressing and be less sexy, show less of your body.
Shut your mouth.
Stop Stop distracting people. You're there to play golf. So you're to wear skirts that are longer and you're to wear no low-cut tops.
Who's lining up a ball and going, wait a minute, is that a cleavage?
Is that a breast?
Now I can't hit my silly little white ball.
Oh, no, but they're more concerned about the spectators than the actual golfers.
Well, I tell you what, literally, if both male and female wore something a little bit more... Hello. That'd at least be something to watch.
Well, you know what? Let's not
that is a boring game.
Let's not even sexualize the players. Let's just let them wear whatever the hell they want and don't tell women what to do.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at with
Have you watched the documentary Happy Gilmore?
I love the documentary Happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he did what he wanted.
And he was a roaring success.
And he won.
Yeah. And he didn't lay by the bay and eat some clay I just made. You know? And so I read this and I'm like, what the hell? You let these women wear what, if they want to come out in a G-banger and nipple tassels.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's cold
support
on the golf
that.
Course.
Whatever. Whatever, ladies.
Yeah, whatever you want to.
You live your best life. You do you. I don't want to be, and so the women are revolting. They're saying that to the LPGA chiefs are like, no, we've got to, this is what they said. They have to wear skirts not too short as to see the bottom area. Oh, no. I don't want to see a bottom area.
It makes me think of bottoms.
Oh, bottoms, farts, boo. And then they've also said that the skirt must be long enough to see your bottom area. Even if you have undershorts on. What is this, written in 1952 and sent in a time machine?
Do you reckon there'd be a group of dustier, boring losers
than LPGA chiefs?
In that meeting room. Oh my God.
And you must test it. You must bend over to see, bent over, you can't see the bottom area.
And so what creep is checking that
I'm the bottom area checker. Let me get my ruler.
Come over here.
My ruler
stand
out.
Stand in front of daddy.
That's a euphemism for penis. And they're also saying that you can't wear any low-cut tops. There's to be no cleave.
God.
And so a whole bunch of lady golfers have come out and gone, shut your mouths, dickheads.
Yeah.
We're going to wear what we want.
Just going to whack the ball.
Yeah. And also Jason Day, who's a men's golfer, he wore, on the first day of the US Open this year, he wore black tracky bottoms, which were cool, and white, like Kanye West high tops.
Good on him.
Like, he looked cool.
Yeah.
And like, well, why isn't this guy being reprimanded?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Because he looks like a rad dog.
One of the players come out and said golf needs to be more original and athletic. If you look at most golfers, I don't think that they look good.
That's what it says.
If the clothes were cool, more people would play and watch.
Yeah.
I agree. Why do golfers have to dress like geriatric, Gold Coast dwelling, casino loving, over tanned, over chained, over fed? Like, I don't understand why golfers can't step up.
I don't understand either.
And don't tell women what to wear.
No, don't
do
that.
It's 2017. And you know what? Tennis do it as well.
Yeah.
They try and...
What you can and can't wear.
And the problem is, if you're a curvy lass, if you're a husky lass, if you're a booby bummy lass, I'm a bummy lass, right?
Yeah.
No matter what I wear, it's skin tight. Because I have ass. And so the girls who do have curves are going to have to end up with a sheet with a hole cut in the top. Just walk out like a, some sort of deranged ghost trying to tee off on the ninth.
They've got to wear a golf bag.
Just
cut arm holes in it and waddle out to hit that stupid ball in the stupid fairway.
I'm feeling some aggression toward golf.
Yeah, let's talk about how much land is locked up for golf courses and the waste of water.
Are you joking?
Are you
joking right now?
No, I'm not joking at all.
Get out. Get to AM right now.
Oh, no, AM love
they
golf.
Love golf.
They love golf.
That's right. Malcolm Turnbull had a conversation with Donald Trump and they just spoke about Greg Norman.
Yeah. Fantastic. I love that crap.
Leave women alone in the golfing arena. Let them wear whatever the hell they want. I don't...
Yeah, just let them wear what they want. It doesn't even matter.
Shut up, LPGA.
Shut up, LPGA.
Bottom area. I'll show you my bottom area. I will. Right in your
face.
We should
go play golf.
Nude.
Just in the nick.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I just realised just then, I had a dream about What's the Superior last night.
Whoa.
But it was about another radio show and they were doing it.
They stole it.
They stole, no, but then in the dream, it was that all radio do a segment called What's the Superior. Yes. AM everywhere. Everyone's like, okay, now it's time for.
You have rubbish dreams.
Rubbish.
You really have
this
that.
This is why you shouldn't give up drinking. Because that's what happens to your brain. As you were.
Today we're doing on 131060 for a double pass to Taronga Zoo, What's a Superior Smell?
I've got so many.
Me too.
And I can't narrow it down.
You and I are very, what do you call, sensory.
Sensory
both of
on
us.
The nose.
Yeah. Well, just with everything, I think. I'm just a sensitive person, let's be honest.
Well, my sense of smell is really coming back strong because I haven't smoked now in 6 months.
Good for you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
But I did smoke for 23 years, which will just knock out your sense of smell and sense of taste. Mm. And I'm happy to say that it's coming back. So, yeah, it's really. It's a wonderland.
Yes, it is. It is wonderland. For me, with that 1060, what's a superior smell? I have three, but I have many, but I've married to.
I'm glad you got three because I got three.
I love the smell of leather.
Oh, yes.
That's a good smell. Whenever I pick up an item that I know is leather, the first instinct straight away is to smell it. And I don't think about it. I just bring it straight to my mind. And I think it's because it reminds me of my granddad who used to get around in a leather jacket. And that's why I also like the smell of tobacco and leather together.
Oh, yes.
Because it just reminds me. Yeah.
Fresh cut tobacco.
I like the smell of coffee.
Oh, I love it.
I almost like the smell of coffee better than the taste. You know,
yeah,
when you walk,
I'd agree with that.
It's the smell.
Yeah.
And the other thing I love is a Bunnings barbecue smell.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
cheap sausage.
Yeah, they taste horrible.
And it's nostalgic.
The smell is better than the taste.
Yes.
So they're my, I mean, obviously I love linen too. I love.
Oh, there's heaps of smells.
I love the smell of fresh clothes and sheets. And
yeah.
Yeah. That.
I would say Walter's breath.
Baby breath.
Because it's, well, basically it's milk, it's smell. Sugar.
Oh, just baby's general, just smell a
just
baby's
a little,
head.
What is going on there?
The baby's head.
Your weird little magical leprechauns.
And they only get it for a short time.
If I just want to squeeze him until lollies come out his ears.
Can we bottle the smell of a baby head?
I reckon we
without
could.
Being creepy.
Yeah. We could try.
Ooh, the baby head.
So it's that or fresh sawdust. As I'm in the shed cutting timbers.
Oh, you are the essence of man.
Oh, man, I love it so much.
I imagine you exfoliate with that. You just shower.
It.
You just throw it up on your body.
This is a little bit morbid, but sawdust essentially took my step-grandfather because it can be quite dangerous.
You inhale
if
it.
The wrong kind of timber.
Oh,
yeah, you need to put your masks on,
ladies
and gentlemen, out in the sheds.
Yes.
But I am partial to a camphor laurel. That's... It's quite a nice smell of camphor laurel.
It's a camphor laurel.
Camphor laurel is the type of timber. And also, I love WD-40.
Oh, yeah, I love
oh,
WD-40.
Oh, my God, I love WD-40.
That does smell good.
I would use it as cologne. I just WD-40. I just love it.
I would use WD-40 as cologne.
Harley Breen.
Fantastic. Jill in Merrickville, hello.
Hey, how are you going?
Good.
What? I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. We love listening to you every morning.
Oh, good on you, Jill.
Really great.
Are you at work now?
No, I'm making the lunches, getting ready to go to work and school.
Oh, making the lunch is a bane of my existence, Jilly.
Let's give us some tips. What are you putting in the lunch, Jill?
Oh, we're having, my daughter's having a turkey sandwich.
Oh, hello.
And I'm having a pie that I made last night with some veggies in it.
Mm. A fancy pie for Jill.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Jilly, what's the superior smell?
Wattle when it first when it first comes out. That beautiful warm smell.
Yeah,
it's out now. Yeah. Supposed to be out in spring, but
The poor environment is very confused. There's cherry blossoms out. The birds are flying around. Their ass up their head. They don't know what's going on.
They don't know. Did you say their ass?
Oh, you know
what
I mean.
That was excellent.
You know what I mean?
You're
and, now
all
we're
into
all, it. And now we're all picturing a bird trying to do that and fly. That's going to be very hard. 30, 10, 60 for a double pass to Taronga Zoo, but just because we all like to revel in this stuff, what's the superior smell? We'll take your calls next. We're doing what's the superior smell today? You and I had a few.
Yeah. There's a few there.
I love the smell of olive oil.
Oh, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really I love
good
olive oil.
Olive oil reminds me of my nonna when she would cook.
Yes.
And oh my God, I love it.
Coconut oil as well is a beautiful smell.
Oh, see, that got ruined for me.
Why? What happened?
What time is it?
No, you can talk about
I can talk about it.
Do you use it for a sexual aid?
No, my best friend did. My best friend was using coconut oil as
lubricant.
Lubrication.
With a condom?
I don't know.
Because
I didn't go into
just,
it.
If you're listening, do not use oil-based lubricants with condoms because they heat up and they bust your condoms.
And every time I'd walk into his house, which was, I would smell the coconut oil.
Oh, dear.
And so it would be associated. So now I can't think.
It heats up.
I can't. And Scott, my husband, my husband has started cooking with coconut, you know, instead of olive oil because it's got a lower burn temperature or something. And I'm like, stop cooking our meals. They just smell like sex to me. I don't want to eat the sex meals. Stop it.
No sex meals.
Sex chicken, sex roast, sex schnitzel. Oh, the sex schnitzel was horrendous.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Can't do it.
Nah.
Sex risotto, don't even get me started.
No, it's messy. Sex risotto.
So, no, coconut, that, it's ruined.
Okay.
You, best you know how sometimes the smell can also work in the opposite way?
You best not come over to my house. That kitchen bench I told you about, I've just rubbed it down with coconut
sexy
oil.
Bench?
Yeah.
You got sex sexy bench?
A sex bench.
Jesus. Chris Ashfield. Not Ash. I mean, that's not your last name. You're in Ashfield. Hey, Chris, what's the superior smell?
New car smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love a new car smell. I don't know what they put in it.
I think it's just the leather again, isn't it? And all the new parts.
If you've got leather in your car.
Well, I do.
That's right. If it's leather, obviously the smell lasts longer, but my car's about just over a year and it still smells good.
Yes. Oh, nice. Like you know, you can buy the new car in a smell.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it. You can.
Nah, it's like strawberries don't smell like strawberries.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah, they get it wrong. Rach, Northern Beaches.
Yeah.
What's the superior smell?
Mine's petrol.
Oh, sure. I love it at the Bowser. Yeah.
I mean, we're just driving in, and just as we're unwinding the window because it's a lovely day, we're just getting a light waft of petrol.
Yeah.
And you just, oh, that's lovely.
Well, it's sense memory and it's nostalgic because when I fill it up, I immediately go back to the time when I stood beside my dad as he filled up the car.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, this is a good one.
Jared. Hey, Jared.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jared.
What's the superior smell?
Puppy breath.
Yeah, mate.
Puppy breath.
Puppy breath.
Get it in and around my nose.
Because you know what? I reckon if you take that smell away from the puppy, it's a bit rank. But coming out of the puppy, it's like, ooh.
No, you're right. I love puppy breath. Yes, Jared. Rachel in Penrith. Okay. Rach, we're going to have a little chat with you.
Yeah, what's going on here? Rachel.
So what's the superior smell?
I love the smell of tattoo parlors, like especially after you've just gotten one done and they put that stuff on your tattoo and just smell really fresh.
So you like the smell
of No, not the Bepanthen.
Yeah.
That stuff they put to clean it after straight after you've got the tattoo done.
That smell. Burnt flesh.
You like burning flesh.
You like the ink. You like the smell of of burning human skin, Rachel.
That's it. I'm a little bit deprived.
Okay, terrific.
You've got tats, Rach?
I've got them all over different spots. I've got about 10.
So do we.
I don't have any and I believe in them. Why would you ruin your body forever like that?
Why
would you do that?
You talked about getting face tat.
I am still going to get a face
you
tat.
You want skeleton hands
fingers
coming out of,
your
hairline.
See how well you know me? You remember those things? Yeah, when I first got my tat, my dad, who's a little wog, was like, why are you permanently branding your skin?
Yeah.
Why have you? Well, I'll draw on you with a texter every day. If you never do that again, I'll draw for you. It's not the same, Dad.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Yeah. Poor Vincey. He also doesn't get why I wear jeans with rips in them. Yeah. It kills him.
Well, I don't
know. Why are you buying old clothes? Why are you buying old clothes for?
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Anything vintage drives dads crazy. It's not vintage. It's old and crappy. New. I want new. Luke in Penrith. Hello.
Here you go.
Yeah, good, mate.
What's the superior smell, Lukey?
Fresh mowed grass.
Yeah, absolutely correct, buddy. 100%. Jeez, that's a good smell. Oh, I love it.
Love fresh mowed grass.
Get out there.
Fantastic.
Just mow it.
Just mow the grass. It's a good smell.
In your end it goes.
In your endo. Rach.
There's three Rachels in one talk break.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Rachel.
You are our third Rachel for this morning.
I know.
Okay, now talk to me. What's the superior smell?
My parents live near the Wrigley Gum Factory, and we used to go outside and just sniff the peppermint out of the air.
Yes.
It was so good.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yes. I used to train in Melbourne when I was an athlete. I used to train next to the Cadbury's factory.
Oh, yes.
And the pump and the chocolate smell out of there, that was something else.
I used to be a rower. I rowed in Coxed Four rowing in Bundaberg, and we used to row behind the Bundaberg Rum Distillery.
You were a rower?
Yeah, we were champion rowers, actually. We won Queensland Country.
You were a rower?
Yeah, look at the size of me. Of course I was.
I thought you hated sport.
Yeah, but I was in school and you had to do it.
Let's give it to Rachel.
Which Rachel? Which Rachel?
Rachel in Warunga.
Warunga.
Yeah, hey, Rach.
The peppermint. No worries, buddy.
We had a double pass to Taronga Zoo. We had so many calls. Smell is one of the... It's the most powerful sensory recall,
it's
isn't
incredible.
It? It's amazing. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Green.
Good morning. We are, in fact, outside. We've been evacuated from the building.
This is ridiculous. We should be away from each other because I can hear you in stereo. This is ridiculous.
Now, there are fire trucks, but the show must go on. So we're going to reveal Em and Harley's favourite thing.
Yes,
we said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These are Em and Harley's favourite things.
All right, we've just been told we can go back in, but I'm going to do it now anyway. Oh, my God, the trip today is around-the-world airfare for two people from Sydney with a maximum of four. Around-the-world trip.
What are you talking about? I want that.
Oh, my God.
I can go wherever I want.
That is hectic. That is so good. All right, we're just going to get back in the studio now.
But back in the studio,
okay.
We were literally standing out on the street.
Yes.
There was a fire truck behind us.
Yes.
There were other on-air teams out there who were in the same building. And it was hectic. But isn't we're back. It?
Yeah.
We did leave a few people behind, but that's what happens. So in case you couldn't understand, Em and Harley's favourite thing today is around-the-world trip.
Yeah, let's not gloss over it.
Let's not.
You choose.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to go.
Two people from Sydney with a maximum of four stops.
Yeah.
That's great.
You can put together an absolutely cracking holiday.
I mean, I'd be doing around like Spain.
Yeah.
Around that area. Yeah. I'd do my four stops in like European.
You know what I'm doing?
Well,
I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going via Asia.
Yeah.
So stopping there for a week to cut it up.
Yeah.
And then I'm going into mainland Europe.
Oh, yeah, good. And then you can do some train trips in
there. Yeah, do trains
and
all
blow,
that sort of
don't
stuff.
Don't have to blow your plane for it.
And then I'm going from there over to the Americas.
I'm avoiding there at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit scared.
Oh, but the Americas. I'm not saying the United States,
okay,
but that region of the world.
Yes.
And then I'm popping back down through Asia again and home.
Jeez, good. You should maybe coordinate the person's trip who wins it.
Okay.
Listen out for the jingle, but you went to parent-teacher.
Parent-teacher interview time. I'd imagine that's happening across all schools. This is usually about the time. They check in, see how your kid is going.
Mm.
And so I trotted off and put on my best I care what you're going to say face because it's grade one.
I know, but imagine being a teacher.
Who, by the way, I want to say, and I've already said this before, is a big fan of yours. I imagine she listens.
She's very smart.
And she's a wonderful teacher. Yeah. And she's working within the paradigm of a curriculum that says, you know, you've got to mark things a certain
way. It's a hamburger with the lot system is what it is. Same for every kid, even though every kid's different.
And I struggle when I go into these things because, for starters, you sit down on the kids' chairs.
Oh, are you taking straight back?
I'm 6 foot four.
To be an enjoyer, you are 6 foot four.
And I sit down on these tiny little
chairs. So you just perched.
And I try so hard not to giggle the whole time. Like, look how huge I am on this tiny little chair.
Tiny little chair.
But I'm there with my ex-wife, yeah, so there's all sorts of roller coasters. And she's very serious. You'll take it serious,
yes,
because
she
it's
is.
His education. Yes. It's and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yes.
No way you two didn't work.
What if he misses the day when he learns how to eat glue? Whoa.
Yeah.
Just focus. Mm. So they're going through my kid, who I just think is just a genuine individual.
He's a delightful
he's
idiot.
He's a wonderful
much
idiot.
Much like you.
He lives vertically.
Of course.
As a friend of mine says.
he does.
Just lives vertically. And we're going through it, and they're like, they're saying he hasn't. And it's not a bad thing, but he hasn't shown any from last report card to this report card. They get four report cards a year.
That's hectic.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Or is it two? Four I don't
terms.
Read any of them.
They
anyway.
Would get one at the end. Or do they get one per semester or one per term?
I think it's one per term.
Okay.
I should really know that.
I only get two, but that's okay. Push on.
There's, you know, also, there's like at least three apps that I'm meant to have on my
phone.
Oh, can
we talk about the amount of emails I'm getting from the school?
Buddy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get it. I'm going to block the school email soon. Do
Too
not email
much.
Me. I don't care
There's
about the newsletter.
There's all sorts of things to check
if
in.
I want to know stuff. I'll ask.
Look
Otherwise,
at your kid's progress.
I just want the school to be a mystical Narnia wonderland.
Absolutely.
Where my kid comes out
Off
educated. I don't want to get the newsletter and know that Debbie in the canteen celebrating her 50th. I mean,
don't
well
care.
Done, Deb, but
Good
I
on
don't
you, Deb.
Care.
Nah.
I don't care about that.
I agree.
That.
But on top of the emails, you've got these other apps that you join, and then you can watch your kids.
Do you need
see
a password
progress.
To
yes.
log in?
Yep. Got to have a password.
I've got to get a password.
You know those
got
things.
Got a username and a password for the school website.
What are those code things? The square with all
oh,
the...
Oh, I fail those. Are you
QR
not a robot?
Code.
QR codes.
You're not a robot. Those ones?
Those ones.
Test that you're not a
the
robot?
No, the QR codes. They're a square and you scan.
Oh,
wow, my phone exploded just looking at me trying
always,
to figure that out.
I always fail the Are You a Robot
I
one.
I don't like it.
Because I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you're a robot.
My weird, well, that. But I can't ever get the sequence right of numbers.
Yeah.
Ever.
Anyway, they're saying that he hasn't progressed in his reading and writing. Not that he just hasn't. There's not been. She goes, I just have to say there's not been a step forward. I'm like, that's fine. And there's some other things. You know, she's very happy with him. Mm-hmm. She goes, he's such a wonderful, unique kid. He's always at the craft table. I'm like, of course he is.
Yeah,
so. He's always doing that. And then there's a section that said, in performance, he has not progressed. And I said, pop, pop, pop.
What do you mean performance?
So
life performance.
In speech and drama. You know, when they go off to the
performance, the subject.
Yeah, he
Hang
hasn't
on.
Progressed.
What?
I was like, both my ex-wife and I were a unified front on this. We're like, excuse me, but I believe the school had an impromptu dance competition, and our child won that competition out of the whole school. How dare you not mark him as progressed further?
He won the impromptu dance competition.
He won the dance competition.
And didn't get recognised.
He should be an A-plus student in dance.
He should be getting a stupid certificate in an unnecessary assembly.
You give him a stupid certificate right now, I said.
We're dead against participating, but if he won...
Sure, he'll never have gainful employment, but he has progressed in dance.
He can dance. He may be lord of the dance.
Yep. Cover him in glitter. Give him an A. Sucks
I just think,
at reading.
No. He's going to be fine.
No, he's just...
You know what?
You know.
He's going to be fine. And don't hassle schools over the reading and writing and the NAPLAN bullshit.
Right.
You know what? My school sent my kid home on NAPLAN Day.
Really?
Yep.
Just yours?
Yep.
Not Chella, I'm guessing.
No. They asked Chella to take 10 other kids as NAPLAN.
Odie, sit this one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, pretty much.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Harley's favourite things.
We need to shorten that jingle.
It's very long.
I'm annoying.
Well, have... No, you're not.
No, that... No. I'm self-aware enough to know that is too long and annoying.
Well, I think it needs to... We
These
have two.
These are Em and Harley's favourite things. That's all we
That's
need.
That's all we
just
need.
That bit.
Just have the first bit.
Mitch!
Do
can
that.
You get Mitch? Mitch, can you get our audio guy? Mitchy! He doesn't listen to the show, ironically.
No.
Just our
the audio guy.
Audio guy. Mitchy, come in here, please. Come in here.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch. Mitchy, can we shorten the Em and Harley's favourite things jingle?
Not me that makes that.
Yeah, who does?
Konski.
The gnome.
Konski.
Little gnome Konski, DJ Mega Mix. Can you send him an email? Say, M just wants a bit that goes, these are Em and Harley's favourite things.
That's it.
Thank you.
Good on you, Mitch.
Because it's annoying. I listened to the pod yesterday. Yes, I listened to our podcast when we're not on air. Just to see how annoying I am.
Oh.
It's pretty high.
That's why I used to listen to podcasts. I only ever listened to the ones that I was on just to see if I'd said something that I should be ready for problems.
I can tell you that's pretty much every day with us. You should never listen to our podcast.
Good.
But I was listening, and the jingle kept coming. I'm like, shut up, Em, you annoying twat.
So we're
getting it short.
You should stop listening to yourself.
I know. Hey, let's give away a round the world trip.
Around the world. Have you heard of it? It's a world.
It's a big globe.
Yeah.
Let's chat to someone just randomly. Let's pick someone off the board. Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, what? Well, hello, Sarah. Hey,
hello.
Have you heard of the world?
Yes, I have.
You can go around it.
Sarah, you've won a round the world trip for two tables.
Yay!
Oh my gosh,
if you heard that was my sister in the background, but we love you so much. Oh my gosh.
Hey, are you going to take your sister around the world?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, brilliant.
Where are you guys now?
So we're just on our way to work. We actually work together.
Oh, sisters love each other.
Where do you work?
We work in financial services in Bella Vista, so like Baulkham Hills area.
Oh, so boring. You get to go around the world now.
Sarah, where are you going to go?
So much more exciting. Honestly, there's so many different places I could choose from, but I mean, probably Europe area would be awesome.
It's a good choice. What's your sister's name?
Her name's Alana.
Older or younger?
She's older.
Oh, older, great.
Says
the older
and
sister.
Lance.
Says and Lance.
Just hitting the world on trip.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have the best time, my darling. You thoroughly deserve it. Around the world trip for two from Sydney. You get four stops. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Oh, my God.
So yesterday I spoke about how obviously we got the news and Andrew Denton, a beloved TV host, journalist, all-round amazing dude.
As I said on air, and I'll say it again, Australia's greatest interviewer.
Yeah, he is, and he's just a good man. He has advanced stage heart disease and is going to have to go in for a pretty serious operation.
Dicky ticker.
Yeah, a dodgy ticker. And so I this news affected me in that when I had my miscarriage, he was the first person to reach out, really, and we don't really know each other that well, but he wrote me the most beautiful email that kind of got me out of bed that day. And then I heard this news and I immediately wanted to reach out. And yesterday on air, I spoke about the email I sent him and I was a bit worried about some of the
choice words.
Yeah, I just said that he was like my Dumbledore, only with less homoerotic undertones and beard.
Yes.
And like, I just...
Which I think's fine.
And I called his heart a meat clock.
Yes, you did refer to that.
Yeah, and I didn't know if that was okay. Yeah. And then all day I was like refreshing, and he replied.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to read you out Andrew Denton's reply to my email. Em, thanks for the lovely message. The outpouring of support has been amazing and unexpected. It's a bit like being dead, only with better food. Reckon I dodged a bullet here. Good news wrapped as bad news. I expect to reemerge taller than ever and with an exciting new scar. Meanwhile, I know the campaign. He's got his campaign, Go Gentle, the voluntary euthanasia debate that is currently going on. Yes. Andrew Denton is a big supporter of that. He says, we'd love your support, and I'd pass it on to the wizard you asked for. Two more things. I love meat clock. It has a thud to it.
Yeah.
So he liked that term. And I'd be happy to let you pick my addled brain over a Bacardi and Coke.
Hello.
Andrew Denton
likes a Bacardi and Coke. A white rum.
I love that.
Oh, there you go.
I love a Bacardi and Coke. He suggests November once things have slowed down. Best, Andrew.
That's nice.
So also the end swell.
That's great.
You know when you send off an email and you put your heart out there and you're not sure what's going to come back? Mm-hmm. Something came back.
You're worried.
Well, he knows he's an anxious person. I'm an anxious person. So he would have known I was anxious. But he's going to be okay, he says, you guys. That is from the horse's mouth. And he says he's going to be henceforth referring to his heart as a meat clock. So I'm officially Andrew Denton's writer now. Thank you so much. Yesterday, I was in the car with my husband, Scott, and I had to pick him up because he'd ridden his bike and he was tired.
Yeah.
He didn't want to ride back.
Yeah.
So I picked him up and I got myself a nice little, like an Emma and Tom's green juice thing, like a green juicy thing.
Yep.
And I opened the lid and I took a little, you know, when you just have a little sip to check you've got the right flavour. You just have the initial little bird.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Little.
And it was nice.
Just a little.
Yep. That's it. Mm. And then I said to Scott, and I was gracious.
yeah.
or was gracious, or didn't have the first big sip,
yeah.
or said to my husband, who was patched from his rod,
yeah.
would you like a sip?
S-I-P.
S-I-P. Sip. He goes, yeah, sure, I'd love some. My husband then proceeded to drink half of the drink.
That's not a sip.
It's not a sip. 13-10-60, how much is a sip? 13-10-60, what constitutes a sip?
Although, if I sip something, it can go in half. Like I can sip, I can have a sip and then I'm like, oh, that's half gone.
In my mind, a sip is one swallow, one gulp, one
depends how
load
much
of drink.
Depends in how mouth, many loads you've been taking.
Swallowed down. That is what to me. You are allowed to go once.
Yeah.
Okay? Anything else, you are just being an out and out pig.
Spits or swallows? Do you want
no,
to see
No, see, we were weaving a delicate tapestry and you just blew it up. We were being ridiculous.
Blew it up.
And stop it. So he handed me the bottle back. He handed me the bottle back
yeah.
and it was half empty. I got so cross.
Well, yeah, but he's
he took two gulps.
He's been on the bike.
I just want a gulp.
So he's dehydrated.
I don't even want a gulp. I want a not a gulp. Little one. Yeah.
But he's been on the bike, and he's got a big old man mouth.
He does.
Yeah, and so he's just gone wompo.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even realise that it was going to be half. And I know these little...
He was making eye contact with me as he drank it.
Was he?
Yeah, unbreaking. Didn't blink.
Well, also, those little
Are you
bottles,
defending his sip?
I am taking sipping? Another point of view to the situation because it's good radio.
Good craft today.
Yeah, good craft.
Good craft.
Good craft.
Your art form is really lifting.
I learned it at afters.
No, you didn't. No, I didn't. Yeah, me too. I wasn't on reality TV in a singing competition that had nothing to do with radio and ended up at a major breakfast market just leapfrogging everyone who's at bum FFM.
I did comedy for nearly 17 years.
I earned my spot in radio. Yeah. Eden in Castle Hill.
Yeah.
Hey,
Eden.
Eden.
That's a unique name. Are you named after the garden? Are you named after the garden?
Yeah.
Look, if the garden's spelled E-D-Y-N, then yes. But
It's not. But your spelling on my screen is like the garden.
Fire the producer.
Yeah, well, they did it wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. Eden, what constitutes a sip of a drink?
I reckon a sip would be whatever fills up underneath the tongue. Because, look, universally, we all probably have, you know, a little bit of space there.
Fills up underneath the tongue. That's a very random amount.
That's a perfect amount. I just did it. Wait, jeez, do it. Do it now. Hang on. Oh, this is.
I don't know.
Wait, are the radio awards people listening?
You listen.
You guys,
yeah.
Get your pens out.
Mmm.
That's a perfect amount.
That is a sip.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
How do you know that?
From?
Yeah.
I know
Eden,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
My boyfriend, he likes to take enormous sips, and I've had to teach him the real way.
Wow.
And I was like, yes, you don't get as much flavour, but you know what? You swirl it around and you get the satisfaction.
Oh.
It's fine.
Sorry, we're being very filthy.
What do you mean? I'm talking about juice.
Juice?
A musical phenomenon was created. A radio game changer was ignited. 2014 on Today FM. R&B Fridays was born.
Drums.
History in the making.
R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays.
Taking over.
Yeah, man.
You ready?
R&B bangers and booty shaking mashups.
We the best music.
Hold up. Jump around.
Don't drop it like it's hot.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Edit.
Oh.
Gotta get that.
Yeah.
2016.
Check 1, 2.
Today FM took R&B Fridays
from your radio.
I didn't stop jumping, I didn't stop screaming.
Come on!
To the stage.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays Live.
Put your hands in the air.
Sing along!
was born. 5 sellout shows around the country. 11 R&B superstars. 50,000 fans packed arenas across 5 cities. To experience the biggest R&B party in Australian history.
Thank you!
Now,
all right.
Get set to party up.
Sing.
And get down.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
To Australia's biggest R&B party going around.
Yeah.
R&B Fridays Live 2017.
You ain't here to party.
Is here.
Back to it.
Back with the biggest names on your block.
Let me hear you scream.
Make some noise.
This is What's Up.
Craig David.
What's your favorite thing?
Hey, listen up, Sydney.
Craig David in the building.
Let's get this R&B Friday party started.
Neo.
This your boy Neo.
Coming to perform live just for you.
Turn your radio up.
Sean Paul.
I got the right temperature.
R&B Friday live, kick it off.
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly, this ain't gonna be easy.
Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like,
in Vogue. Christina Milian.
You should let me love you.
Monifa. Rough Ends.
DJ Horizon.
And
R&B Friday Slot 2017 is coming.
Hosted by Fat Man School. The only place you catch these stars live is exclusively on R&B Friday's live stage.
Sydney, twerk, booty shake, drop it down low.
Today FM and Frontier Touring presents R&B Friday's Live 2017. Friday, October 13th, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets on sale Thursday, August 10th from Ticket Tech. So don't miss out on your ticket. From the Hall of R&B Fridays across Sydney, R&B Friday's Live on Today FM.
Well, there you have it. That is massive. Today FM and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2017. Just reaffirming the lineup. Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul.
From Matrix.
Kelly Rowland, Kaylise, En Vogue. Like, it's Mario.
It is massive.
It is actually legit. Yep. And it is a 6-hour concert spectacular.
And also, I know that people are legit super into it. Oh. And as you know, when people are super into something, I'm into them being into it.
This,
good on you.
It's going to be amazing. Brilliant. We have Chantel on the line. Hey, Chantel.
Hi, guys. How are you going? I'd love to go.
Well, baby, you've got a double. You are officially, it's just you and Kelly Rowland in the stadium right now.
Oh!
The first person.
Thanks, guys. I love old R&B. I love it. Thanks so much.
Good on you, mate.
What's not to love? Chantel, you get ready to go. You practice your aggressive pelvic thrusting and we'll see you there. Yeah. It's so exciting.
I will, don't you worry.
It's Friday, October 13th, a.k.a. my dad's birthday.
Oh, yep. Is Vincey going to go?
100%.
It's his style.
I'm bringing dad.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about this more, obviously, but it's a huge announcement. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to one of the stars of the show,
Mario.
I would like to put to him a little idea of me and him doing a collab.
I think that's a good idea.
It's been announced that the R&B live concert, our big R&B Fridays spectacular, is happening in October. I'm currently lobbying to be this guy's backing dancer / backing singer.
Right.
If he'll have me. Why are you giggling, Mario?
You know, it's crazy because I was just talking about the show yesterday with some of my producers and we're like putting some things together for the show and like, yo, we should get like dancers and we should find some like some dope dancers in Australia and yada yada and then this conversation happens.
Babes,
so
it doesn't
maybe you
get...
can audition.
I'm sorry, what?
Audition.
I don't audition,
maybe
Mario.
Maybe you can audition.
Well, mate, I can't dance.
You just get the spot, huh?
Yeah, baby. I'm a no audition act. I just walk on. I'm like, I'm the Nicole Kidman of backing dancers. I just take the spot.
And I can do the dope part, not the dancing part.
Oh, Mario. I can also do that little bit in my favourite song, of course. I know you're probably sick of talking about Let Me Love You, but it is the song that I had, like, my second ever pash to. I can do that. I can do that bit. I'll do that for you just the whole way through. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that people will probably be singing that part with you too. So, you know,
so
a little help, just in case you forget the rhythm at all.
Thanks, baby. I mean, I probably will, let's be honest. We're very excited to have you come and perform, obviously, 13th of October, which is my dad Vincey's birthday too.
Oh, so special day all round.
You'll be at it. And my dad looks like Super Mario, the Nintendo character. Yeah, so you and him have that in common, which is pretty great.
Well, it's going to be a great day. I'm excited to be a part of this tour, man. Australia is one of my favorite places. I sing you guys' praises all the time, wherever I am in the world. So this is like, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it.
And are you going to, because you're a pretty great dancer, are you going to be cutting sick? Are you going to do some solo dances, tops off style?
I am, man. You know, I got to pull out the works for Australia. I like haven't performed there on, you know, in a big arena show in a while, especially a part of a tour like this, which is, you know, always a great way to reintroduce like new music and, you know, touch your fans again. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Fantastic. Well, Mario, just let me know when rehearsals are, and maybe what costumes you're looking for. Why does he keep laughing at me?
Well, because he's overjoyed by the idea of M being his backup singer.
I feel like if we make this commitment right now, you're like about to go and get like dance rehearsals and like go and like get a trainer and like 100%. Be ready. Like, I feel like you're going to quit your day job and just like next time I see you, you're going to be dancing. You're going to be dancing with like Beyonce or like, you know what I mean? Some big artist. Then
Mario,
no one will be able to get you anymore. Like, I foresee this in your future. That's why it's funny to me.
Oh my God. I just feel like you and I are one. You have just read my dream diary out. You know me, Mario. You know me on an intimate level. He just said Beyonce, the backing dancers, all in the same sentence.
Yep,
he read my mind.
No, which is crazy because the first time I actually toured in Australia was on tour with Destiny's Child. So, this will be, it was my first time actually touring outside of the country. Well, no, it was my second time. And it was on tour with Destiny's Child, you know. So music has changed a lot. A lot has changed. I'm excited to introduce this new album, Cosmo 17, to the fans later this year.
Yep.
You know, I think they're going to be really pleased with the music and just with the whole vibe of the album.
Well, Mario, as you can hear, we are very excited to have you. It is, of course, R&B Fridays Live, 13th of October. For event info and tickets, head to hit.com.au. I'll be at the airport doing an aggressive body roll as you walk off just to show you my style, Mario. Is that okay?
I would love to see that. I mean, listen, what better way to be introduced to the city than to have you doing your role?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Mario. We'll see you in October. Thanks, baby.
Thanks, buddy.
See you guys soon.
Bye.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
I feel so sick.
Amelia is on the threshold of a fever.
You know when you got everything's aching, my eye sockets are aching?
Yeah.
I'm sweaty.
Who's filling in for you on Monday?
I'll be here. I just need to leave.
Who's filling in for me?
Straight after the show.
131060.
Who wants
sounds
to do
like
show
Harley
for
Breen?
Us? You know what? Sam's rushing in here to film, but we only film Alpha Bucks if we think it's going to go.
And I don't think it's going to go.
It's almost like Jay spent all his money on favourite things and can't afford for Alpha Bucks to go.
But, I mean...
Oh, good luck to you, mate.
You know, like, in any kind of team sport, you know, if the best is against the worst, it's still just the two people on the day.
Yeah.
Right? And this person's... They've got the opportunity to win $50,000.
Yeah, I've got the opportunity to be Beyonce, but it's not going to happen.
No, you don't.
I do. I could wear it as a skin suit.
You're on a watch list. You're on at least a dozen watch lists.
I'm on every watch list. I'm a walking watch list.
You're a watch
list. You know when you go to radio school, they're like, never tell the audience that you're sick. They don't want to hear about your life problems. Oh, they don't want to hear about you. Erin and Avalon, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, good, Erin.
What will you do with the $50,000 you're not going to win?
is that a challenge?
It's literally a challenge.
Sure, mate.
It's literally,
yeah, I know, it is literally a challenge.
mate, if you win it, you, good. But you will...
Good.
Mate, I've just read the questions and Jace is standing out there just shining his bald head.
Oh, don't do that to me.
I tell you what, everyone, I'm going to give you Jace's address. You just turn up with eggs and throw it in his face.
All right, give Erin a letter.
The letter's P for Peter,
great.
My father's name. P, that's not one of the answers. Don't be confused. Okay. P, I'll just run over the rules again. 30 seconds after the first question has been finished, we've got to take your first answer, and you can only use an answer once. Here we go, Erin. Just go as quick as you can.
Yep.
Great. All right. Erin, here's the first question. Name an animal.
Panda.
A European city.
Prague.
An instrument.
Piano.
A video game.
Pass.
A Disney movie.
Pass.
A song.
Pass.
A website.
Pass.
A type of tree.
Pass.
A female celebrity.
Princess Diana.
I don't know that you're going to get Princess Diana.
Yeah, it's fine.
But you can have
it. She's a female celebrity.
Yeah, you can have it.
Hard. Oh,
her
my
name's
God.
Not Princess.
You came out of the blocks.
Hey,
yes,
that,
it is.
That counts.
It's her official name, yeah. Princess Diana of Wales.
Yeah, that's her celebrity name. Come on.
Yeah, you get it. Fine. $400.
Yeah, sure.
$400. Okay. Oh, my God. Strong. That was so hard.
You came out so strong.
I did.
Strong.
And now, if you probably ask me again, I'd definitely be able to answer them. That was really hard.
What's a video game?
Get her off. Get her off right now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Erin. I love you. That's all. We'll be doing it again on Monday. But, you know, whatever. It's probably going to be X. Name a part of the body that has a cell inside of it. Like, seriously.
All of it.
Doesn't start with X.
Spooky music. It's crap. It's not true.
Well, something strange in your neighborhood. I won't believe you. Ghost skeptic! When there's something weird and I don't look good, I won't believe you, cause I'm a ghost skeptic! I don't believe in no ghosts, yeah!
Longest opener in radio history.
But there are some exceptions or believing in a ghost if you were related to said ghost.
Basically, you are full
no,
of shit.
I don't believe in ghosts turning up in ye olden time
so,
outfits
basically,
for no reason.
The only ghost that you don't believe in is ye olde ghost.
If you're
every other ghost, you're on board. Right.
If you're a ye olde time ghost, get out of my house. I don't believe in you. Yeah. Or don't believe in no ghosts.
Whereas I just don't believe in the spirit realm whatsoever. At all.
Well,
in any
you're
way.
You're begging for a haunting.
Bring it on.
131060.
Someone put a hex on me.
Ring me.
Do whatever you want. Get a voodoo doll. Click do whatever you want. I don't believe in all of that ridiculousness. What are you doing?
Just toying your curse because I don't want you to get one.
Bring on the curse. Make the voodoo doll.
Give me some salt. Give me some salt! I need salt! 20 curses on the studio.
Curse the studio.
I'm gonna throw salt.
What are you going to throw salt over for?
Salt over my left shoulder.
Oh, you mad little Italian.
Oh, my God.
Nonsense.
Okay. Don't hex. I believe
hex
in
hex. Come at me.
My mother is a white witch.
Hello, Jenny.
My mum's a Wiccan. Legit.
A Wiccan.
There are witches in my family.
Well, there's
don't
not.
Stop. I'm running out of salt.
However, I do believe in wizards.
Oh.
Wizards are real.
Okay.
And the Yeti.
131060, do you have a ghost story? Let me tell you what's inspired today's ghost skeptic. Alice Cooper. The famous Alice Cooper.
Oh, I believe in that ghost.
Alice Cooper has revealed that he and Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry were once forced out of a house that they were staying in because of ghosts.
Really?
Now, the two of them had just finished a stint at rehab.
Yes. Rehab, you say. Rehab.
And they wanted to release some more music, so they went into this house to be creative.
Yeah.
And Alice said, every time I'd put something down, now this has come out in a recent interview with Rolling Stone, by the way.
Yes.
Every time I put something down, I'd go into another room, I'd come back, and the object was in another place.
Yeah, he was with another drug addict.
And then he said, I thought it was just someone being funny. And we were just both out of rehab, so I figured we were insane.
Yeah.
Even Alice is doubting Alice. And then he goes, but one night at dinner, there was a basement under us, and it sounded like someone was moving furniture down there, and it wasn't just a bump. It sounded like 20 people were moving furniture. He said it was terrifying. And then he later found out from his manager that the house they were staying in is where author Jay Anson wrote his famous 1977 book, The Amityville Horror, which is the recounting of alleged demon-inspired Lutz family slayings in 1974, suggesting that it was perhaps...
Yeah, my parents got married.
So Alice says that this house was haunted, and I don't believe him.
No. Hey, do yourselves a favour. Type in Alice Cooper, Steve Carell, lookalike. Very funny.
They do.
It's enjoyable. On this other mumbo-jumbo bullshit, the guy's come out of rehab. His brain's discombobulated. You know.
No, you won't get. Are they related? Is he related to this ghost?
If he's related to the ghost.
It was an apparition? Was it his mother? No.
No.
I don't believe in no ghost.
M doesn't believe
in no. Ghost skeptic has spoken. The ghost skeptic is in residence, 131060. Give me your ghost story.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you if I believe in your ghost.
If that ghost is related to you, M's on board.
There's a good chance.
I have a stony heart.
No ye olde ghosty
do
stories.
Do not believe in it.
Get in the bin. We'll take your calls next. Why are ghosts always wearing old clothes? Why can't I get...
I uncovered the mystery of that last time.
Why can't I get a 1970s ghost rocking up in flares and a fro?
It's because...
Give me a 70s ghost. Progress, ghost world. Why are the ghost world stuck in the 20s?
Because the last retailer to die that owned their own ghost store is from the 20s.
Well, the ghost store, the ghost fashion is rank. Let me tell you right now.
Well, you got a bonnet.
Oh, if I'm wearing a bonnet in 2017, something's wrong. I want to check a corset on. These poor bitch ghosts got to wear a corset. Yeah. They got to wear frilly knickers. They got to do their hair up. They got to put their makeup on. If I'm a ghost, I just want to get out of bed and haunt.
Yes.
You know?
How are you going to haunt?
Oh, mate. I'm just going to like... There's just a cloud of glitter comes around you. And it's just like...
Like walking into work.
Yeah. if anyone sees glitter anywhere glinting, it's me haunting you. Yeah, run. Sky and Cronulla, I'm the ghost skeptic. Asterisk, except that they're related to you. What is your ghost story, Tommy?
Well, I went on a trip to Junee, New South Wales, to Monte Cristo, which is a haunted mansion, and I was a skeptic. We're going around, they're telling us the story, so I was snapping photos on my phone, thinking, I'll see if I can catch something. And the next day, I went through all my photos, and one of the photos, I believe I have a ghost standing in the mirror.
I think the operative there is, I believe.
What is the ghost?
I do.
What is the ghost wearing? Are there knickerbockers in the picture?
Just one of your olden day styles. Yeah.
Oh, get in the bin, Sky. Get in the bin. If there's any knickerbockers, I'm out.
Sky was backpedaling into that story. Just.
If Sky had said, it was my deceased great-grandfather.
But that'd be amazing.
Then you've got me.
Your great-grandfather turned it up at Monte Cristo.
Hanging out at Monte Cristo. What are the chances at a haunted house a ghost turns up?
Yep.
All right, Sky, I don't believe you. Sorry. Jodie in Castle Hill, just hit me with your ghost story.
Hello.
I am the ghost skeptic. Go.
When I lived with my mum and dad, there was a male ghost who would only come to me. And the first time I saw him was the middle of the night, and so he was kind of naked from the waist up. And I thought it was my boyfriend, so I was like, what are you doing here? And then I realised I could kind of see through him, but he would come quite often. My dad used to laugh at me until he touched him.
Until he touched it, right.
But he would only come to me, and sometimes I'd be in the shower and I'd see towels moving on their own.
So the ghost is a pervert.
The ghost is...
Was that a pervy ghost?
That is ghost sexual assault.
He was a pervert ghost, yep. Yeah, I think it was kind of attractive, but I couldn't see his face, so that's what made me scared.
Are you having... Did she just describe the plotline of the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
Was there pottery involved?
No,
watched
that?
I couldn't see his face. I could only see the outline.
Okay, right. I am willing, if it's a hot ghost...
If it's a hot... Okay.
And it's a good...
So...
If it's a good-looking modern, haunt the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Haunt me all up in my... Haunt me nude, haunt me now, haunt me over time. Haunt me. Oh, haunt me. Haunt me. Yes. All right, there's another
if it's a naked hot ghost...
If it's a naked hot ghost...
But if you're a naked fat ghost...
And you're wearing a bonnet, get in the bin. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Coming up next, we have Tim and Maddie performing live.
This is
the Emerson Radio Show
with Holly Green.
It's sure is, and we're very excited to welcome a superstar. He's a man, he's been so busy. He's just been God, he's been
flat
out and about, just
quit seeing and chilling.
Give welcome me more, to please. The studio,
Timomatic. Hey, how you guys going?
Yeah, pretty good.
So,
fantastic.
Tim, justify your existence for the past 6 months. Where have you been?
Apart from Netflix marathons,
good.
I've been doing a lot of community work, going to the Northern Territory working with some Indigenous kids
places.
Out there. Yeah, very cool, very beautiful place, and just been fulfilling, man. Going out there and connecting with the kids, performing. And learning a lot about the culture.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's good to do that kind of stuff if you're caught up in your own head. You know, in this industry, you get caught up in your own head. You get obsessed with yourself. How am I being perceived?
Of course.
What am I doing? And then you go up there and it's kind of reaffirming, isn't it? You're able to get
it
out of your own head.
Yeah. You're just not thinking about anything else, you know, that, you know, we all think about. And you're just immersed in culture and you're watching out for crocodiles and that kind of gets your head away
always
from
watching
it really does.
That helps. Yes.
It really does. Oh, you're a good man.
But it's been really good.
You're back with some music.
I am. It's been a while.
And I just, because you've been Netflixing and that's about it. And, going to some community work.
Netflix and Crocs. Pretty much. Not the shoes, by the way.
No,
let's get that very clear.
Yeah, we don't like them.
I can't imagine you ever seeing you in a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, if you do, you know I've lost it. It's over. Don't call me anymore.
There's great tracksuit pants around the corner. It's over. You've got a song. Oh, no, I just realized, I was just listening to you. It's a remix. You've kind of collabed, meshed with Ace of Base.
Yes.
All That She Wants.
All That She Wants, the classic tune. And
which I never understood the lyrics. Like, it was always something I sung along to as a little kid.
Right.
You know, all that she wants is another baby. What's she going to go to the shop buy it? How's she going to get the baby?
I know.
It's always a hectic song for me.
There's so many amazing classic songs you sing as kids and you don't know the lyrics. Like Billie Jean is a really deep song.
Yes.
It's Not My Lover. She's Just a Girl. Claims that I'm the one. Yeah. My parents are like, what are you listening to, man? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's like a paternity issue.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
It's like when my 10-year-old sings Rihanna's songs. Goes, there's sex in the air. I don't care. I love the smell of it.
No, oh, dear. She's
don't like the smell of sex. You're 10.
Close your nose. What's
and
that?
And let's be honest, it's a bit funky.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
Tim's walked in and gone, what the hell is
that? But no, you're right. All That She Wants, we have to get permission from the writers, you know, obviously to use that in just get in here and go, please play this. We had to get permission. And they loved the song, the readaption to it. So I think it's really cool. A lot of the new generation, they don't know what it is. So it's that kind of education there. And then the oldies,
I'm only 29, Tim,
I'm with you. We're the same age.
29.
So. No, I'm with you. We're together.
Do you see how he didn't even skip a beat? Clearly I'm a 38-year-old woman. But he just
Look at that. Look at you.
In the words of M. Rossiano, bitch keeps it tight.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, babe.
Respect. You've got it.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we got that on car. Let's pop that in a promo and make it a ringtone. Okay. But
awesome.
So you're educating people on the ways of the
90s. The 90s. Classic songs.
So good decade.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to my guy, Shanil. We collaborated together to make this incredible song. And this is one of the first songs I've actually physically produced on as well.
Well, would you mind going and singing it for us?
Please, send me away.
Okay, into the other studio. We'll let Timomatic get his, got his tea, he's got his film crew.
He's got a whole team. He's got an entourage following him in there.
Love it.
That guy was freaking me out. He was right behind me.
They've all got really cool shoes
I'm like White Earp. Don't stand behind me. I'm like,
you're not like White Earp.
I am White Earp.
What the hell? All right, so now we're very excited to have Timomatic back with his new song.
Do what you want, come right here, baby. We got tomorrow, just do what you want, come right here, baby. Timomatic. Do what you want, come right here, baby. We got tomorrow, just do what you want, come right here, baby. It's the way you break it down, all of me. I love your style. This way, that way, do it again, just for me. I'm mesmerized, sexy
lady.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Show me something.
I'm watching you. It's so amazing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's live in this. Make love while we slow. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby. We ain't got tomorrow. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby. Do what you want. Come right here, baby. We ain't got tomorrow. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Everybody get up. Hey. Come right here, baby. Oh, baby, come ready, baby, yeah. Sexy lady, get up, get up, get up.
Show me some.
Ooh, ooh, I'm watching you. It's so
amazing.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's live in this moment. Make love. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby, yeah. Come right here, baby. We ain't got tomorrow. Just do what you want. No, 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 baby. We ain't got tomorrow. Just do
what you want.
Come right here, baby. Just do what you want. Come right here, baby. We got tomorrow, just
do what you want.
Come at it, baby, hey.
Listen, hey.
Come at it, baby, hey. Ooh, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's do what you want. Thanks, Tim. Oh, you've still got the reverb on your voice. I like
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, it's a little sexy. You like it? I'm going to keep it everywhere I go.
I love that. Do what you want. Available to buy or stream now. Tim, thanks for coming in, honey.
Anytime, guys. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Darling.
Appreciate it.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Harley's favourite things.
That is the last time you'll ever hear the long jingle. Are we on?
We're not even on.
Are we on right now?
We're on.
Okay, we're on.
We're on.
Today's favourite thing. I'm so sick. I'm going to go out and sing live in a sec. My band's just arrived. Tim and Maddie did the warm-up.
Yep.
I'm going to go and sing.
You are on a steam train to Sixville as well.
Right now, though, we want to give away just a casual round-the-world trip.
Round-the-world trip. I used to fantasize about this when I was in my late teens, when I was approaching my first international travel. I was like, I'll just get a round-the-world trip. Throw caution to the wind.
Yep. For my 21st, my parents gave me a round-the-world trip. And then I felt pregnant.
Oh.
So I didn't get to use it till I was 30.
Right.
But mum handwrote me out a ticket. This entitles you to one round the world trip. And I actually cashed it in 8 years later.
Well, I wanted to go around the world and I went to Papua New Guinea. So just skip up there.
That's okay. That's a part of the world.
It's part of the world.
Lisa in Camden, hello.
Hello. Oh, my God. Have you picked me?
What? What are you so excited about?
What are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have you picked me? Am I the right caller?
Yes, you are.
Lisa!
Oh, my goodness gracious me, I can't believe it.
What are you going
to
do?
I've got my husband here next to me, and my three-year-old's got her hands over at you because I'm too loud. Yeah.
So's half of Sydney. Where are you going to go, Lisa?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, do you know my husband and I were only saying recently where we might go? I would love Switzerland. He would love Austria. Yes. So,
well, you can
go
to both.
Oh,
right, you don't even need to use one of your stops for that because there's trains between those two places. They're very close.
Honey, you've won a round the world trip. You get four stops. It's on us, and we're so happy to send you.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Thank you so much, Em and Harley and Today FM. I can't believe it.
Perfect. Good for the promo. Well, good job. Good girl.
Good promo.
Good promo,
you
Lisa.
You enjoy that.
Well, I'm going to head out.
Oh, yes. Now, as the people of Sydney, you're about to have your ears licked with chocolate by one M. Raciano singing live a song that I don't know. It's M's song. It's by Jennifer Hudson, and it's called Remember Me.
There you are, yeah, you found me. Strong enough to break my sleep. Say it hurt, say it hurt.
Say I forgot to give you what you need, but I promised you gold. Yeah, I have it, I hold. I was bound to I couldn't give any more, 'cause it's already yours. Look around you, look around you. So do you remember me?
Remember me.
In those moments just before you,
just before you sleep.
I know you remember me.
Remember me.
Swear to me the memory isn't seen.
It isn't seen.
Promise me that it doesn't make your heart beat. That it doesn't make your heart beat. I know you, you know me. Oh, baby, we don't even have to speak. All I hear, same as you, what you feel, feel it too.
Gentlemen, as she runs back in here from her definitely live performance, Russiana.
That was a rough one.
Wow, mate, you're getting sick.
I should never have agreed to take on Jennifer Hudson. I have the vocal range of a male tenor. She's got a 3-octave plus 2-tone range.
You did a good job.
Shut up, it's horrible.
I would do a different job if I did it.
I'm doing Pretty Young Thing next week. That'll be good. Michael Jackson.
Okay, heard of him.
The Russiana Radio Show.
With Holly Breeze.